My birth mother found me 3 years ago when I was 30. I never looked for her, never wanted to be found. I thought I was satisfied with my life as it was. She exhausted everything she had to find me, and she had failed twice already. Is there anything as purposely confusing as adoption? Anything where records are altered, information is hidden, where mothers are separated from children, one at the beginning and one at the end? And if knowing who we are is essential to being healthy, is there any rational reason why governments would lie, cover up, and keep secret so much? I was 30, beginning my final degree in Texas, and on the phone, my mother asked me if I knew anyone in Las Vegas. They'd received a letter. Well, I figured this was an old friend who'd moved to Vegas. Just open it and read it to me over the phone. My dad opened the letter and read the ending. I just want to be a part of your life. Love your birth. And he stopped. My mother gasped on the phone and said, "Give me that." She thought it was a hoax. Someone who knew my birth date and where I used to live and who thought they could fool me somehow. I don't know what purpose that would serve unless I had money. She asked me if I wanted her to read it. I said, "Of course I want you to read it." And the first words I would ever hear from my birth mother, I would remember in my adopted mother's voice. Laurel Owen, the author of the letter, said I might like to know where I got some of my singing or art abilities. She told me I was Irish. She told me what she had called me for 30 years and what had been on my birth certificate before it was altered. My name was Anthony Chandler Collins. My mother stopped reading, telling me in a hushed voice that Anthony was the name scribbled on the back of my photograph, the one the adoption agency gave them. Her doubts crumbled under the weight of that revelation. When she was finished, my mother asked me what I thought about this. Ann Landers had told me in her column that when you go looking for your birth parents, it was like breaching a dam. You couldn't just peek into someone else's life and then leave. You couldn't unknow that information, undo that invasion, undestroy the carefully built lives of whomever you found. So I never went looking. I didn't want the hassle. I didn't want my family to have the hassle. I was content. And now I kind of felt invaded. No one had contacted me to tell me Laurel was looking. A giant hand had just reached into my family's house, and now we were going to have to do something about it. She gave me an email to contact her back if I was interested. My mother wanted to think I wasn't interested. I wanted to believe I wasn't interested. But there it was. The whole Pandora's box that would solve the mystery. How could I not be interested? I sort of lied to my adoptive mother. I told her it made me mad and that I wasn't sure if I was going to contact her or not. But go ahead and give me the email address. You never know.